Pray for 1 minute. Pray for 1 minute. Darkness begins to run. When light appears, there is no contention between light and darkness. They dwell in different realms. The structure of their possibility is different. Light is made with a different matter from darkness. And there is nothing in darkness that can comprehend light. That is why you need to cry for light, revelation. Your effectiveness is dependent on the light that you have. Your triumph is dependent on the light that you have. Your function is dependent on the light. In Jesus' mighty name. Join me in 15 minutes. Because if you start now, I will not be able to make progress. Now listen to me. If you go to the book of Ephesians, I think I've advised us that if there are books in the scripture, especially the New Testament, that you're supposed to go through over and over again, then it should be the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians is the model book of warfare. So if you want to know the book of war is not in the Old Testament. It is not the records that we are given in the book of Kings. No. The real book of war is the book of Ephesians. It is there that the Lord showed us that when a man is born again, there is an automatic conscription. Do you know what it means to be conscripted? That is a military terminology. It means that whether you chose or not, you are conscripted. The Bible said at a later part in the book of Ephesians, it said, "For we wrestle not." So they did not seek for your opinion before they brought you into this region of contention. All you did was to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And as we saw yesterday, that even though a normal and natural man will not know, or more so, Satan and demons will not allow you to know that there is actually a contention. Their job is to blur the difference between those two realms that are in contention. That is their target. So that as a man that have sunk into yourself and operates by default from the powers of your natural, pay attention. Pay attention. If you lose me, we are about... Don't lose me. Pay attention. If you are struggling, pray in tongues. That's why I talk like this, so that you don't relax and use your head and understand me. If you try to use your head, your normal head, the one God gave you, the one, you will not get me. It's a spirit communication I'm bringing. So you have to be quickened and alive for you to catch up with what is. Because that is what helps a man. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and they are life." The Bible said that the letter killeth, but the spirit. So the communications of letters lack the capacity to bring to us the shock, the energy dimension of God that we seek. Meanwhile, the average communication that people teach, they are letters. And because people are subject to letters in church for 10 years, it never translated to a growth in God. There was no approximation in their path of spiritual progress. So when they made an attempt to execute the things they saw or heard, they found out that they lacked the capacity. Because the education of your spirit will require a spirit matter, a spirit resource. So that is why Jesus said that the words I speak to you are what? Spirit and life. And remember, what was recreated when the believer got born again was your spirit man. That was the one that had the capacity to fellowship with God as a result of the fact that by justification and the price that Jesus paid, we are reconciled with him. Pay attention, sister. Pray in tongues so that you will follow me. Now, on that account, the Godhead began to dwell and tabernacle our spirit, because as of that point, our spirit has been regenerated. And that is why the scripture said God is a spirit. So the foremost point of his work in redemption for man started in the spirit. So God tabernacled the spirit. That will mean that the fundamental work of God, the resources of his working, the operations of his working, we have to start from the spirit. Are you getting the point? So if it is true, then even when God wants to activate, reveal to you the resources with which he works, he has to bring you to that spirit realm. And that spirit realm can only be responded to, can only be interacted with by your spirit dimension. So if you shut down when some of us speak and use only your mind, you will not be able to touch the spirit of what I'm saying. Meanwhile, the resource with which God intends to work that day is that spirit matter with a location in spirit. So you can hear the letters of men. If it is not found in the spirit, it doesn't help you. So we have to, I have to be speaking from the spirit dimension, so that if it's one thing you touched. I said one day I went for youth service, and in my youth service, with all my fasting and prayer and all the Bible I know Bible. I was reading Bible when it was just formed, before we started doing revelation. Then one day I woke up in the night after many days of fasting, and I came, I said, I'm in charge of this territory now. Then a beast now appeared from this side of the compound, and I was almost dying. The only thing I remembered, with all Bible knowledge, I know you know Bible, with all my Bible knowledge, I forgot everything I knew. Do you know the only thing I remembered? Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When you come face to face with Satan, you will forget the things you think you will say. You will only say the things that have entered your subconscious. I was listening to Pastor Chris. He said that there are some people that said they will not give their life to Christ, that when they are about to die, or they will live anyhow when they are about to die, on their sickbed, that they will repent. He said, no, you won't. No, you won't. That's the last thing you will do. No, you won't. Do you know why? Because you have not retained God in your memory. So there is such a thing as retaining God in your memory. So when things come to you, what you respond with is what is already retained in your spiritual memory. You draw from the archives of your spirit. That is why, now I'm not underestimating what comes to your head, but it has to travel to your spirit, so that when time comes and you need to draw from the spirit resource to combat spiritual, because our warfares are not carnal. The Bible said that the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. They are mighty what? Through God. To the pulling down of what? Strongholds. It will mean that what we are talking about is not in the natural. For example, somebody like my sister Naka can come and be doing something. If it's by physical strength, 90% of you will defeat her. But it's spiritual. And when she stands, she can destroy. If you see the kind of thing she's telling me, it will mean that the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. So we have to reach out in the spirit. So when some of us speak, we actually speak from a realm. Many things are happening. Many of you that sat under my ministration never knew you had weapons in the spirit. Only for you to sit under me or listen to my message and suddenly saw yourself with a sword. And then after some time, your sword will start increasing and all kinds of things. Meanwhile, these are the possibilities given to you that was only functional and activated under certain environment and atmosphere. That is why my target is not to speak to your head, is to speak to your spirit. Peradventure, there will be an activation of the divine energy that is bestowed within your human spirit that is recreated. Because that is where you will live and be able to conquer the wars that is facing your family. When you continue to look at yourself from the plane that is natural, it will seem as if it's a job that cannot be done. You look at yourself, you say, no, God must be calling another person, it's not me. But when you look in the spirit, because that is where what we are looking for is domicile, then you begin to draw from a resource that is eternal. And remember, the fellowship of spirits. And when we are born again, there is only one spirit that has patent rights to the operations that is going on within our spirit man. And that spirit is the Holy Ghost. The operations of the spirit is within our spirit. That is the word that is called fellowship.
It is in that fellowship that the things that is us, that is weighing us down, is being drawn away from us. And the Holy Ghost begins to minister God's dimension to us. That is exactly what happens when a man waits on God. That is why you have not started doing business with God until you get to the point of ascendancy. That is where, hey, what will I use to give example? You see this way you braided your hair. You know it has many strands. Maybe how many? Your own. One, two or three. Three, Abi?
Yeah.
But in this case, it's only two. Your spirit is one strand. The Holy Ghost is another strand. That is why the Bible says, he that is joined with Christ is what? One spirit. I have taught it many times. The principle of the mingling. Huh? Remind me your name, sister. Huh? Hang on. If you bring Fanta and pour in a cup, and bring Coke and pour in a cup, remember, we have one bottle here, another bottle. Elijah is what? Elijah will be Coke. Moses is what? Then this is the cup. What are we going to call him? Okay, cup. Fanta. Coke, Fanta, cup. So, if you bring this one and pour here, pay attention, angry. Bring this one and pour on this one that you pour. What is the name of this new content? No, liver. What is the name of this new content? Huh? She said drink. You know, because what I'm trying to prove to you is that this new content is neither this nor this. So there are people that teach the theology that when you mix these two, eh, it becomes this. Is it true? Some say if you mix this, it becomes this. In the days of E.W. Kenyon, they said that that regeneration and the mingling of spirit, that it is, there is no more Holy Spirit, that is now human, recreated human spirit. These days, they are not going here. They came here. They said there is no more human spirit, that is the Holy Spirit. Do you know what? Some people, why are people lying on themselves? Do you know what it means? The Holy Spirit is what made God God. Just because he's living in your heart doesn't mean that he's not. Can't you even think? Common thinking. That is living in your heart. Is he living in only your heart? Now, this is what these people said. They said, I'm Godhead. Watch. Because of that Holy Spirit. And you have the Holy Spirit, is it not true? He has the Holy Spirit. All of them are what? Godhead. See how people, they mumu. Even common sense. When Satan wants to, I will show you the five manifestations and representations of the work of demonic powers. When Satan begins to work, even the wise will be deceived. You will begin to think upside down. My friend Lawrence Oyo said that somebody is thinking upside down. That as I'm talking, some of you are thinking upside down. There are people that think upside. You are telling them one thing, they are thinking the opposite. So, back to what I'm saying. Now, my desire is to, some things will begin to happen. So, by the time we get to the time you are praying, the half of the work has been done. I said, this period, I'm ready for marine spirits. I have found out that 70% of the trouble that people face, day-to-day trouble, not territorial one, individual trouble like this, that people face, is as a result of the work of marine spirits. Almost all the oppression, the charms, the things they are doing, they draw power from the water. Or they are agents of water. Me, I found out from doing this thing for long. Now, if you talk about territorial, maybe government, political power, all those kind of things, it can be other ones. But if he's handling people's cases, people, barrenness is water spirit. Poverty, lack is water spirit. It's from the water they draw that in. delay husband, delay wife from water. If all the day-to-day problems that people are passing through is as a result of the oppression of water spirits. Even in your journey as a believer, many of the obstacles you will face is as a result of what? Water spirit. Don't go and tell me that you are born again, there is no work. You are lying, you know. Even when God said he has blessed you, or he is blessing you, whatever, I don't care. The scripture said, it was Paul that said, that a great and effectual door has been opened unto me. But what? I say, what is this? Shall be God has opened door. Is it not to pass? Somebody said he saw a vision of me some months ago. And he said, it seems as if, it's not the same as if, that's actually one of the many, but this one is more clear. He said that the door of international ministry has opened for me. So he said he saw white men standing at the other side. It seems as if there is a portal. And white men were standing at the other side. As soon, they have their car, everything ready to come and pick me. So as soon as they saw me, I saw them coming. I finished, settled my people, told them what to do. As I was crossing over to get to them, suddenly, instead of to pass, suddenly found myself in a meeting. And that meeting suddenly seemed as if it's village meeting. Non-domon-na-kwakwazi meeting. Emahifana-kobi-adu-he-kwensumma. You are the only one not ready. Satan is ready. The thing now is, the door is open. Is the door not open? Upon meeting, non-meeting, ahemegido meeting, time naga, time in that thing, time was going. Suddenly, the people waiting for me the other side were getting tired and they want to turn back and go. The person says, suddenly, it seems as if from where I'm sitting, I transmitted a high energy that was able to pierce through and help those people. What held them was not them themselves. They were held by energy. Don't be normal. Don't be normal. God don't open door for you. But Satan come and block it. I just started feeling my wings now. Huh? I want to ask, does a believer walk on the ground or does he fly? See Hamona come by. Mama Kabahai Katale. May the Lord make you a terror to the enemy. I was telling my brothers the story. Our brother told us that is, give me that sound. Don't reduce it. From, no, it's too much. Don't reduce a little. Our brother that is at Ekiti doing his housemanship. He said he was following us yesterday online. And suddenly, when I said, shout fire, fire, suddenly, where they are physically, they are not here. He gathered a group of people to pray together. That's OJB. He said, suddenly, he started hearing like heavy stone falling on. Any time you hear that sound is witchcraft. Witchcraft has come. Somebody shout fire. In our one now. You went away more. Now listen, the guy said, suddenly when we started shouting the fire, the thing was falling, and then a new guy that joined them, the thing was so obvious, the guy rushed his Bible because he thought the power is in physical Bible. He rushed his Bible, held his Bible, ran to one corner and was saying fire, fire, fire. Another guy said that as we are doing that thing, he vomited some things. Suddenly his His body felt light. You don't know what is happening this. God told me to tell you that you will not carry any garbage to pass through these 50 days. In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! All this thing in age, getting them mad over up and down. It's a demon. And I told you from village, either way, go on, either way, go on. Who took your money? Bible, I in a book, believe. Man, I have been all. Take a Bible, you see, I got a hard one. Let me go to my scripture. You went away more. I like this, your laugh. This kind of laugh, you know, enter heart. In the heart, there is what? I read my Bible. The Bible said that he that sitteth in the heaven shall what? Laugh. I began to laugh. I said, I know. I laugh for just 10 seconds. Laugh. You see, mess or man, she cannot laugh. I didn't say smile, laugh at the devil. Listen to me. Some of you don't know that this thing is real. A man of God came and demons that is terrorizing the territory, demon Satan came and entered this room and was scattering things. The man now woke up from the sleep and said, Satan, is he you? And I thought he's somebody useful. He slept back and continued sleeping. Satan can't tire for this man. You know, the power of Satan is fear. Just like the power of God is faith. So if Satan cannot generate fear around you, he cannot work. That is why if God wants to use you to bring down the installations of darkness, fear will leave your heart. Something you wouldn't have done normally, you will just say it. Also game. Also game. Satan and his cohorts also hire Abba. They will run away. They will see you and run and run and run. Something is doing me now. He's doing me. In Jesus' name, listen. I will stop soon. The Bible, if you get to the book of Ephesians, you will see that the three initial chapters, the scripture is talking about the sitting of the believer. So, in the first chapter, I think in the last verse or the last three verses, the Bible said that we are seated with. Why not show me now? The Bible said that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Spoke about sitting with Christ. First chapter, second chapter, third chapter. From fourth chapter, the Bible began to talk about our walk with God. Actually, the gap in our warfare. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The gap in our warfare is only possible within the level of walking. So there are three levels. One is seat. The second one is what? Walk. The third one is what? Stand. The first one is what? The second one is what? The third one is what? So the gap is always at walking. Many people, they have not sat, they have not walked, and they are standing. That is why they have many injuries. Then in some cases, there are certain level of warfare, you notice that You were able to win some before, but you are not able to win this one. Then the gap is in what? Working. You have not worked enough to plug all the loopholes and gap and measure up to what it takes. That is why by the time you get to chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians, you have read chapter 4 now. My sister, you have read chapter 4. If you get to chapter 4, the Bible said that we will come to the fullness of the stature of who? Of Christ. Meaning that there are layers of ministry we will not be able to execute on behalf of God if we have not approximated to stature. I'm not here to teach you the doctrine of Christ, but God's economy is captured in Christ. God runs his kingdom. A kingdom is run on an economy. Are you hearing me? And the kingdom of God runs on the economy called Christ. Say after me, the kingdom of God runs on the economy called what? So what it means is that anytime God dispenses something for the purpose of a project being executed in the kingdom, when you look at the reality of what God executed, what you will see is what? Christ. That is why when power is manifested in the kingdom for the purpose of executing the project that is in the heart of God, it is still Christ. So when you get to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Bible said that God has made him Christ. Power. He has made him sanctification. He has made him wisdom. So anytime you touch anything as a facility and as a resource to execute the project of God that is flowing through your life, the basic context of that resource is Christ. Now back to what I'm saying. So when a man has approximated to certain stature, you'll be able to execute certain assignment. That's why some of the things you tried, no, you didn't do anything bad though. It's just that you have not retained the stature to engage that kind of thing. Many times, some of the things that are prayer points and warfare points are not prayer points, they are not warfare points. They are simply growth points. There is a way you grow in stature, those things will stop even disturbing you. I'm looking for a small boy, a small girl now. There is a small baby that used to pray with us in the afternoon. Let's assume it's that baby. And he came. And then you are Elijah is the demon. You are not demon. He's like the demon that is stopping the progress. That is stopping the progress of that small boy. And he's fighting, laboring. When he tries, you just kick him. He will go and sit down. But some days he can come with his father or his mother, and because of them, you will allow them to pass. Are you hearing me now? One day the young man grew and became body. Where is body? And became body like this. And then he's passing. And Elijah came out as he used to come out. And body did like this. Even the mere sight of him, we tell Elijah that power have changed hands. Where is Brother Demas? Power has what? Changed hands. Power can change hands. And Satan and the prince in your family will know that they are no more the one in charge. From today, no chedu na chizi. When they rise high in the spirit to do their business, they will not see me where I'm sitting comfortable there. Try it. What I'm telling you is true. One day if you rise high, well, and that day you say, "Kai, God use me, God do wonders." When you finish and they are now, you know when you run too much and you are about to collapse and they are now doing you like this. When you come, the people doing it at ground floor, they will tell you that our oga gave us Lucuzet boost to give you. Say, "Who is your guy?" You now look up and see me at the top. Okay, This man said I will be eating popcorn. So there is somebody that is sitting there. That means power have changed hands. You are no more afraid.
So by the time you come to chapter 6, the Bible now said that having done all to stand, what do? Stand therefore. So standing is the wall. That's where you, a man sits and walls are settled. Satan will begin to shake. Begin to shake. Begin to shake. Begin to shake.
You say they used to come and say they want to kill you. Why haven't they come since you are here now? But why didn't it happen here now?
As long as you are here, they can't do anything. Even if you believe or not, they can't.
I will use them to test some things. Those are small demons. Small demons. We want to talk about big demon. It's cadet that is testing you. Listen to me. All these witches that are learning ministry, they told them, come and test. They are using you to test. Will you get angry one day? One day of your life. One day I got angry, locked my room like this. I got angry. Locked my room. I did not see the sun till night. I got angry. One day I charged. I prayed that brutally from, I think, 10 or 11 in the night till daybreak, around 6, took my bath. I was coming to tent. I wore one tradition. I was walking gently like this. I was walking gently. Okada man see me, say, you are like people that are assassins in movie. They will be walking small, but they are dangerous. I say, who can tell this man? You know, sometimes some things are obvious that even natural people can be picking it. I was waiting to explode that day. There are levels, so maybe like this guy now have confirmed that he can allow you for. This guy is waiting for. You know, since we brought you here, you have not expressed your skill. So yesterday his weapons are. He, every day he will clean his gun, keep it. He is not using it. So that young man presented himself. If I said, had it been I said, not do anything. Had it been I kept quiet, not tell him. If I have torn my back small. Father, let us strike Satan once. Some of you, there will be earthquake in your family. Let me tell you. There are many graces, there are many callings, there are many anointings. I have the judgmental anointing, the vengeance mantle. You know what it means? Even in little matters, if you can fight me without me knowing and die for it. We will release the vengeance mantle. The judgmental sword. Plead my cause, oh God. Plead. Plead. Plead my cause. With them that beseech me.
be them that look for my death, look for my evil, they look for my hurt when I've not done anything to them. Let the angel of the Lord pursue them like the chaff in the wind. Let them be thrown up. Hey, show me some 35. Everybody pray in tongues for 1 minute. Leave my cross, O God, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take all of thy shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Stand up, stand up. Throw out thy spear. Stop the way against them that persecute me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my heart. Listen, this is the word of the Lord over you today. It's a vengeance night. It's a judgmental night. Vengeance night. Judgmental night. Vengeance night. Judgmental night. Vengeance night. Judgmental night. Judgmental fire. Judgmental oil. Judgmental unction. Judgmental sword. The Son of God is here. Nothing will escape him.
You can be seated. Fire is on the mountain. Restitution demands that that when you catch the thief, he pays you 7 times. Some of you set up and swallowed your staff. You are laboring, you are working, you are doing many things, but you know your life should be better than this. Put your hands on the ground like this. Command the land to yield up what he has beholden. Whatever the land has swallowed, whatever the river has swallowed, whatever it is, command it to yield increase now. I see things buried in the ground being unearthed. Recover all. I see people in cage, prisons. They are being released. You are coming out of that prison. You are coming out of that prison. You are coming out of that prison. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Wherever your inheritance has been buried, all the tokens that are used, all the charms that are used, buried on the ground, buried in water, hung on trees, let the fire of God strike. Strike! 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 Strike and shatter the pot into 1,000 pieces. Your key is released. The key of your business, the key of your marriage, the key of your ministry, the key of your family. Total freedom, total liberation. Restoration to your mind. Some of you, your reasoning capacity has been tampered with. The Lord said there is a restoration now. There is an angel touching people in their heart, in their mind.
pray, pray.